From the Financial Times in London, I'm Sarah O'Connor and this is FT News. Bill Gates has a new idea. He wants us to tax robots. The Microsoft co-founder made his unexpected intervention in the debate about technology and employment this week in an interview with Quartz magazine. It's really bad if people overall have more to fear about what innovation is going to do than they have enthusiasm, he said. That means they won't shape it for the positive things it can do. And you know, taxation is certainly a better way to handle it than just banning some elements of it. So those were his words, and to discuss what he meant by this and how the tech industry might react, I'm joined by the FT's West Coast editor, Richard Waters. Richard, what is Bill Gates getting at here when he says that he wants to tax robots?
Hi, Sarah. So the first thing, you know, whenever people talk about robots, we all immediately flick on this vision in our head of these humanoid machines doing things. And, you know, the idea of taxing robots then makes you think of robots filling in tax returns or something. And, you know, we all kind of rub our hands gleefully at this, at the idea that these machines that are taking our jobs are going to suffer too. It's a kind of Luddite tendency we all have. I think the important thing to remember is robots really means automation. All we're talking about is machines or software or, you know, any technology that just makes processes work better and just dispenses with human labor. So I think, you know, there are many questions then that arise about, well, how do you tax it and who do you tax and how much tax do you apply and all of that. But going back to Bill Gates and your question here, I think there are two really interesting things I think he said that are worth focusing on. One is he said, tax the robots. He did say that. He said, you know, income tax. Maybe we should apply an income tax to a robot, because if a machine puts a person out of work, and that person was earning $50,000 a year and now they won't pay any tax at all, well, that's a lot of lost tax. Companies don't pay tax the way people do. So maybe just tax the machine in the same way. So that really is taxing robots, which is a, you know, quite a wild idea. The other thing, just quickly here, is, you know, this is the world's richest man. He made his fortune by pushing technology. And here he is, as you said just now, here he is saying maybe we can slow technologies advance. We should actually use tax to make people use less technology, you know, and maybe it'll be more acceptable if it doesn't displace so many people, which is a rather, to me, is a really striking thing to hear from Bill Gates.
Yeah, it's a bit rich, isn't it? I guess it's easy for him to say that now that he's already made his multiple billions, but I wonder how he would have reacted if someone had said, you know, 20 years ago, let's put a tax on Microsoft Excel, because actually Microsoft Excel automated a lot of things that before then accountants did. So maybe that's a form of robotics under this very broad definition that we now seem to be embracing.
I think you're absolutely right. You know, we all know that the younger Bill Gates was a pretty wild and aggressive man, and the older Bill Gates is saving the world in a different way through philanthropy. And this is definitely a mellower man who wouldn't have said this in his youth. But on the other hand, you know, there is something different. And the thing, I think the point, you know, that he is right about is it's all about the pace of change, that all those accountants and travel agents and typists who got put out of work by PCs and the internet and so on, society's adapted to that. Maybe not perfectly, but other jobs have been created. But with robots, we might be facing something different. Automation might be speeding up, and it might be so disruptive that it causes a, you know, a really bad social backlash. And I think that's what he has in mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, this notion that by putting a tax on something, you could sort of slow it down. I think an economist would probably say, well, hang on, if you're taxing robots, you're effectively just taxing progress. I mean, all productivity gains come from some way of us finding how to be more efficient. And I think most economists would say that in the long run, that's been a good thing, because then economies as a whole get richer. And normally where tax comes into the equation is not so much to slow something down, but to redistribute the gains of something, which is obviously why a lot of people talk about the notion of a basic income. I mean, are we really talking here about the fact that we need to tax the people who will gain most from this new wave of automation, i.e. the people who own the robots?
Well, I think you have a choice here. And as you say, you know, the greatest aggregate prosperity may come from just accelerating any kind of technology that's going to make companies more productive and then just redistribute the gains. But society hasn't worked that well in that way. You just look at the support that Donald Trump is getting in the US. A lot of his supporters are people who are fed up with being told that free trade is good, that anything that increases the overall economic benefit is good for all of us, when it's not. it's good for the ones who make the robots or the people who benefit from trade. It's not good for everybody. So I think, you know, there are basically two choices here. Either you speed the introduction of robots and somehow distribute the income more fairly, or, and this is what Bill Gates is kind of dallying with here, you slow the introduction of the robots and you save some people's jobs. You specifically and very deliberately stop some people getting put out of work. And that's a very different idea.
Yeah, that is very interesting. And I wonder what policymakers will think about it. And in the meantime, I mean, you're sitting there in Silicon Valley. What do the other sort of titans of the tech world think about this idea? Do they appreciate Bill Gates piping up and suggesting this, or do they think it's a terrible notion?
Well, so we all know that big tech companies don't pay a lot of tax. They would obviously say they just follow the rules, and if governments want them to pay more tax, they should actually apply tax laws that force them to. But like all companies, they don't welcome tax. They don't go out looking for taxes. Right now in Silicon Valley, I think there's this really interesting disparity. On the one hand, the idea of paying everybody a universal basic income, you know, which you just mentioned, the idea that everybody, not just people who get put out of work by robots, but everybody should get a flat basic income that they could live on. And then if we work, we make more than that. That's the kind of sweeping, idealistic, change the world kind of idea that people around here like, because it's the kind of big idea that seems to solve a big problem. And so actually in Silicon Valley, I'm hearing a lot about that. I'm hearing a lot about the universal basic income. But the other side of the equation is, where does the money come from to pay that? And what I'm not hearing is tech companies saying, yes, we're the ones who should be footing the bill for that. So I don't think they quite get it yet.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point that, I mean, again, I meet lots of people in the tech world here in London who have the same sort of idealistic notion that a UBI would be great. And I wonder if part of it is that if the government is providing a living income to everyone, then as an employer, you're sort of relieved of your responsibilities a little bit. So if you're Uber and people are accusing you of not providing drivers with enough stability or high enough earnings in which to live, then all of a sudden it doesn't necessarily matter if all of those people are being topped up by the state. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, where does the money come from? It has to come from somewhere. And perhaps that brings us full circle to Mr. Gates and his notion that you tax the robots, which is, you know, indirectly a tax on the owners of those robots, I think.
Yeah. And one last thought on that. You know, essentially what we're talking about here is, if machines are taking on more of the economic work and people are doing less, I mean, essentially you're seeing a shift from labor to capital. And so you have to tax the capital. If you can't tax the labor, you've got to tax the capital in some way. And there are many, many ways of doing that. You can either tax the machines directly, or you can try and tax the higher profits that come out of using those machines. And so, you know, you just recover it through corporation tax, or you tax the shareholders of the companies that are making higher profits. So there are many, many ways of taxing capital. And I think Bill Gates here is just floating some of those ideas. But I think that's the debate we're going to be having in the next few years.
Well, there'll be much more to be talked about on this topic, taxing and robots. Thank you so much for joining me, Richard. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Sarah.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.